Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
We can hear you.
Okay.
So, welcome back. So, I have a number of things I want to talk to you about, and we appreciate your being here. Believe me, we do. Why can't we get marijuana done in this session in a brief, sentence or two?
Because the Senate doesn't have the votes in a brief sentence. We're coming down to it, Doctor, so the political posturing is sort of over, and the question is now, what votes can you produce? On marijuana, the Senate has basically been straightforward. They said weeks ago that they didn't have the votes to pass marijuana. Remember, I know we have a new Democratic Senate, but the Assembly has historically been a more progressive body. They're more representative of New York City, higher proportion from New York City. Senate has Long Island, Hudson Valley, upstate. There is no one Democratic ideology statewide. There are variations. But on marijuana, the Senate has said or signaled anyway that they don't have the votes.
I've heard some people, maybe they're not nice to you, but they say, you're the one who's screwing it up. You don't want it.
Yeah, well, then tell the Senate to pass marijuana, and I will sign it.
Okay.
It's very simple. People say a lot of things, right? We're down to the final days. Forget what they say. Pass the bill. If a legislative body has the bills and has the support, they can pass the bill. So the Senate should pass the marijuana bill, and I will sign it. They can't pass it. I believe the Assembly can pass it. Driver's licenses, I believe the Assembly can pass. I believe the Senate can't pass.
Because you're saying there's some you're saying, Governor, that there's some moderate senators from suburban and other communities who that doesn't sit well with their constituents, and they would lose their offices
right.
if they did it.
That's right. In the Senate, what you have is the clash of the New York City Democrats, who can be more liberal, progressive, pick your word, because that's more reflective of their constituency. But then you have Long Island, where you have more moderate Democrats, upstate, where you have more moderate Democrats. So if you have Democrats in the state that call themselves conservative, right? So they don't have the votes to pass it. They can say whatever they want to say, pass the bill. Pass the bill,
and you'll sign it.
For a governor,
and you'll sign it if they do it.
If they pass marijuana, I will sign it. If they pass driver's license, I will sign it. On rent, the Assembly put out 9 bills. I believe they can pass it.
Can you take us through that, Governor? I think many of us don't really understand the whole picture here, and I'm one of them. So, rent control is something that brings great passion to people who live in now rent-controlled or rented apartments in New York City, and even upstate where there's a talk of extending rent control. I have two friends. They're professors. They both quit their jobs so that they wouldn't have to pay more and this is a number of years ago. Pay more when their apartments got decontrolled. So what's going on? What are the fixes here?
The current law expires, so you need a new law. Doing a new law gives you the ability to change the entire structure of the system. And the Assembly put out 9 bills. I put out a comprehensive proposal that would address things from tenant protection, causes for eviction, the ability of a landlord to make capital improvements to the building and recoup the cost, the ability of the landlord to make changes in the apartment, new kitchen, and increase the rent to pay for the cost of the improvements.
That's the Cuomo proposal.
I'm sorry?
That's the Cuomo proposal, right? In other words, you're saying
yeah.
that if landlords make investments, they should be able to raise the rent. Am I?
They should.
Yeah.
I believe they should only be able to recoup their investment. What they now do is they put in a new refrigerator they raised the rent ad infinitum.
Uh-huh.
You know, at one point you paid for the refrigerator. So it's a very comprehensive rent package, and it is very controversial. The Assembly, I believe, has the votes to pass the most aggressive program. The Senate does not. Whatever I said to the Senate, pass the bill again. If whatever the Senate can pass, I will sign. The question is, what can the Senate pass? And what can they get through their body, which has Long Island and upstate? But whatever the Senate can pass, I know the Assembly can pass, and I will sign.
Should there be should there be rent control in upstate New York?
I think upstate communities should have the right to opt into the system, depending on what the upstate community thinks is in their best interest. I don't think we should tell the upstate communities, this is how your economy works. I think we should leave it to the upstate localities to opt in to the system once we pass the bill. But rent, which expires on the 15th, I have no doubt the Assembly can pass the most aggressive package of bills. I have no doubt the Senate can't. I can sign whatever they can pass. I said to the Senate, just pass the most aggressive package you can, and the Assembly will pass it, and I will sign it.
Wait a second, Governor. You keep saying, using the word aggressive. My ignorance doesn't permit me to understand what exactly aggressive means. You also said that you thought landlords should get returns when they improve people's apartments. That may not be part of the aggressiveness package. And you say now you'll sign whatever. So assuming that the aggressive actions on the part of the Assembly are matched in the Senate, you're saying even though they may not conform with what you want, you would sign it.
Yeah, I will sign whatever the Assembly and the Senate can pass, because the Assembly, aggressive means in the interest of the tenant. You know, the tenants need buildings to be improved. You want the new boiler. You want air conditioning. You want the new refrigerator, right? So it's aggressive in the interest of the tenants.
They may not see it that way, and I don't think they do. That's why they were banging on your doors the other day, because they don't want the refrigerator to be an excuse for raising their rents.
Well, it's even simpler than that. Whatever the Senate can pass and the Assembly passes, I can sign. So the question is really, what does the Senate feel comfortable passing? And that's where we are.
So Speaker Hastie and Andrea Stewart Cousins in the Senate are presenting a united front, I am told. Is that true?
They have said, and we have all always taken the position, that we will work together to put forth the most historic reform of rent in the best interest of the tenants. The more specific is, the Assembly put out 9 bills. I said to the Senate, pass the Assembly's bills, because the Senate said they had support for the bills. Now, by the way, support does not mean votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said they had support. I said, pass the Assembly's 9 bills, and I will sign them. The Assembly's, the Senate silence is deafening, and the Senate is basically saying they can't pass the Assembly's 9 bills. Okay, time is short. Let the Senate tell the Assembly and myself what they can pass, and we will support it.
Okay, so Speaker Hastie, Andrea Stewart Cousins are supposedly together on all of this. Those are the two leaders. I know the question of whether or not you are involved in the negotiating becomes very important. And you said, at least on one point, at least I'm told, maybe it's wrong, that you wouldn't sign any bills unless you were involved in the negotiating. Is that true?
No, I said to the suggestion, well, the Assembly and the Senate should just pass a bill on their own. I said whoever made that suggestion should go back to Civics 101 because the Assembly and the Senate can't pass a bill without the governor's signature. That was that. But that's what I was saying there. But this is even simpler, Alan. Whatever they can pass, I can sign. It can't be any simpler. We only have a few days.
Even if they didn't come to you and ask your opinion?
Look, I support the Assembly's 9 bills. I would sign the Assembly's package. The Senate can't pass that package. Okay, then tell me what you can pass, and I will work cooperatively with them to then pass whatever the Senate can pass. Because when the Senate says, well, I can't pass the Assembly's 9 bills, then we're going to have to go back to the Assembly and say, well, you're going to have to compromise because the Senate can't get there. And that's what they call the three-way negotiation. And that's where Speaker Hastie is saying he's open and I'm saying I'm open. And everyone will cooperate, but you need to know what the Senate can actually do. You can't pass 9 bills. Okay, can you pass 8? Can you pass 7?
Okay.
What modifications do you need?
Okay, we only have we only got 6 minutes left. I want to get my time in here because this
okay.
is this
measles. Measles yeah. vaccine we have to pass.
And is that going to happen?
50-50. But if it doesn't happen, I think we put this state's public health at risk. I respect the religious exemption. I hear the anti-vaxxers, but public health comes first. And I think it's a mandate for public health that we pass that bill. We have a package of women's bills. How do we not have an equal rights amendment that includes women as a constitutional amendment? You have President Trump disrespecting women all across the nation. We are the antithesis of Trump's conservative agenda. Pass the ERA, increase the statute of limitations for rape in the second and third degree. Let's have a real women's pay equity bill. With all this rhetoric, my daughters will still make 88 cents to a man's dollar.
Yeah, that's
let's test that.
That's just wrong. Talk to me about Pelosi, Jerry Nadler having a tiff now over impeachment. People are coming over to the impeachment side inquiry. Where are you now?
Look, I have great respect for Leader Pelosi, and I think she has the leader's responsibility is to take a long view. And this is a controversial topic, and it's not right or wrong. I don't believe that, Alan. You know, you can have different strategies and different tactics.
Yeah. So yes and no. You think we should start an impeachment process now?
I support Speaker Pelosi, who frankly has more information than I have, and she has said, let's develop the facts. I think her political judgment is we don't want the American people to think we're playing politics and starting an impeachment process before the American people are ready for it. I was there in the Clinton administration when we went through that fiasco, and it hurt the Republicans because the American people don't want you playing politics with their tax dollars and with their lives.
Okay, fair enough.
Get things done.
There's some breaking news, Governor. I want to ask you about that, about West Point. There was a training accident. Apparently one cadet's dead, 20 others are hurt. And I know, but knowing you, that you're on top of that. What's going on?
It may actually be worse than that. Alan, and the troopers are on site. I want to leave it to West Point to handle the information. But what we know is that it was not on a municipal or a state road. It was basically on training grounds of West Point. I don't know what exercise they were conducting, but there was an accident. The casualties may be worse than what we have heard thus far. The troopers are helping any way they can. Our EMS is on site. I've been speaking with all the local emergency responders. We're doing everything we can. But it's an horrific accident. These are young people who are dedicating their lives. It's the anniversary of D-Day. It really is a sad, sad moment, and it's especially poignant on the anniversary of D-Day. But I think it's going to be worse than what we've heard.
And when all of these things come out, the first thing we start to think, is there any hint of terrorism or anybody else getting involved in that? You haven't heard that.
I have not heard that. I'm not qualified to speak on that, but all that I have heard is that it was a training accident.
Okay. Let me ask you whether we only have 2 minutes. So you met with the mayor, Bill de Blasio. The question is, did you meet with Bill de Blasio when he was in Albany on Monday? And if you did, what did you talk to him about?
I did not meet with him, but I do speak to him often about city and state matters.
Okay.
Rent reforms, we've talked about. The rent reform legislation is a priority for him. It's a priority for me.
Okay. Very quickly, what grade would you give the legislature so far for 2019?
Too early to tell. Tell me what happens with marijuana. Tell me what happens with driver's license. Tell me what happens with rent. Tell me what happens with measles. Tell me what happens with the women's justice agenda, and the LGBTQ, gay panic, and surrogacy laws. Tell me what happens with climate change and prevailing wage, and then I'll give you a grade.
So, let me just, first of all, take a moment to thank you, Governor, for being with us. I always appreciate it. And during our recent fund drive, a lot of people called in and said they really liked these conversations. And so you've been very helpful to us, and I can't thank you enough. So we thank you again. Your people, being as tough as they are, have told me sharp at 10:58 out sharp. They didn't say maybe. They said sharp. So that's on them, not me, because I can go on and talk to you for the rest of the day.
Well, it's sharp, I'll tell you why. I'm about to cut the ribbon on the redone Roberto Clemente State Park in the Bronx, $100 million on the Hudson River. It is magnificent. So when you get down to the Bronx, you have to pass by.
I will, and I do that anyway. In any case, Governor Andrew Cuomo, thank you so much. I enjoy these conversations, and we'll talk to you the next time.
Thank you. Good doctor. Thank you.